Now, what made you decide to run for council at this by-election?
Probably a few different things. Over the years in Alice Springs, I'd been in small business myself. I've noticed the decline in small business and areas of the mall, and just a lot of concern with where Alice Springs is going.
It's funny you mentioned that. We were just talking today in the office about how there seems to be a number of businesses slowly shutting their doors in the mall, particularly restaurants. What do you think it is that's seen that trend, or is this just something that's cyclical in Alice Springs?
Well, I haven't seen it like this before. We've always used to have a good choice of restaurants and cafes. I think the antisocial of course, has got a big impact on what's happening around the town. It's even a bit sad to see everything's roller doors, security mesh. It doesn't look good. That's the things that they have to put in place for security, but it also gives a bit of a grim look to the town and to the streets.
And I think there are, of course, always other elements that come into play for why those businesses decide to shut down or are forced to shut down. But what kind of a role would you see council and an alderman, if you were to get the position, as having in trying to turn around this trend?
Well, that is a hard one, I suppose. I'm only one voice if you get onto council, or when I get onto council.
It's good to be confident.
That's right. But I think being in small business, I'd like to try and see if there's avenues that we can help encourage businesses to get developed again and to open it up, perhaps for more dining to stop antisocial behaviour, better lighting, and just a general encouragement from council to help kick businesses off.
Okay, when you think about the town of Alice Springs, what are the issues that for you that make you most passionate about the town and being part of a council that leads it?
Well, I suppose for everybody at the moment, I think everybody's the biggest thing is antisocial behaviour. We're not seeing any improvement in that at all. We're just seeing a huge decline. And I'm passionate because I've known the vibrant Alice that it was years ago, and that even though we had antisocial issues, they've just snowballed and they've just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's something that's got to be have some hard lines taken.
This is an issue that I know the Mayor Damien Ryan has talked passionately about, and of course in the last couple of years he's been a huge advocate for getting security patrols in the mall, increasing the number of CCTV cameras. Mm. But from what you're saying, the situation is really spiralling and spiralling down. What do you think, again, as you as an alderman on the council would be able to do in terms of tackling some of those issues? Because we know a lot of those really do come under the Northern Territory government.
That's right, they do. And I think that's a big part of it as well. It's just been a strong voice, I think, in trying to get some hard lines taken. If we can get enough people to push in the right direction to enforce some of the things that are happening. As far as the CCTV is concerned, my concerns is it all working? Because we seem to still have a lot of chaos and destruction that's happening where there are CCTVs in place. So, somebody could probably ring up and say, look, you know, they are all working or whatever, but perhaps we need to put more in certain hotspots, and more lighting in those areas as well, to try and dispel it further out of the CBD.
As of this weekend, the monitoring of CCTV in Alice Springs is moving up to Darwin.
Yes.
That's 40 cameras around town.
I read that, yes.
And part of that is because it's going to now have 24-hour-a-day surveillance by police. Currently, there is, I think it's around 60 hours of surveillance, and the contract is held by an Alice Springs taxi company.
Right.
Is this a step forward that we're going to see Darwin take over the monitoring?
Well, I did speak to some people the other day about that, and a couple of people were saying that it could be a good thing because it will have one particular person in charge for the full time, you know, as in, on certain shifts, you know, with direct lines for the policing. It could be a good change. It's one of those things that I suppose we'll just have to wait and see how the monitoring is working. I mean, it's disappointing that I know this is going off on the monitoring, but for instance, if we ring the police station now, we're put through to Darwin. And I think this is a huge inconvenience for Alice Springs. So, and it's, I know there's been some, you know, fairly large mix-ups with that. So I hope that the CCTV doesn't run down that same sort of track. So, look, I suppose it's one of those things we'll have to wait and see.
We're speaking with Janice Napstein. She's one of the candidates, one of seven candidates for the upcoming by-election in Alice Springs. Have you been out door knocking, chatting to locals in Alice Springs?
Well, I've got to be really honest, because of our weather, that did put a little bit of a dampener, you know, as such,
on
that. Yes, exactly. But I intend once, like I said to just before we went on air, that I'm still organising my little brochures and my campaign bits, which I expected to be printed in the next couple of days, and then I've got to hit the pavement.
And we might see your face hanging from the trees.
Well, yes, you probably will. I've got to get those done up too.
Janice, have you ever been along to a council meeting here in Alice Springs?
Yes, I didn't. Yes, I went not Monday last night, the week before. I had attended several years before when I was in small business. I'd often go for particular topics that would have been discussed at the time. So, yes, I wouldn't call myself a total regular, but yes, I have attended meetings.
And if you are successful on February the 26th, what will be the very first thing that you would try and achieve as part of the Alice Springs Town Council?
Well, I've got to be really honest, it'll probably be grasping how it actually all works. I mean, we're all green. I know that all the candidates haven't been on council before. I know there is quite a process to it that I've been told. So I think it's getting in there and learning a lot about how it does all work, but having a strong voice to just be outspoken on certain areas that you know you're compassionate about and that you believe in, where you want the town, which direction you want it to go to.
Janice, thanks for coming in and letting us have a chat and get to know you a bit more this afternoon.
Thank you, Alex.
That's Janice Napstein. She's one of seven locals who've put up their hand for Alderman on the Alice Springs Town Council, and you'll have your say on February 26th.